no warning signs that I'm aware of.
And it was a revelation that the White House had no intention of making public. And it was a revelation that the White House had no intention of making public.
Might be planning an attack in Dalton and hijacked.
That Osama bin Laden
might be planning an attack in Dalton and hijacked.
The title was Bin Laden determined to attack inside the United States. The title was Bin Laden determined to attack inside the United States.
Never answered during the 9/11. 70% of family members.
It's a scam. It's absolutely disgusting.
The questions, Mr. President.
Building 7 ablaze at the moment and apparently getting ready to collapse.
Jane, what more can you tell us about the Sullivan Brothers building and its collapse? Jane,
well, only really what you already know details are very, very sketchy.
You're getting information now that one of the other buildings, Building 7, you're getting information now that one of the other buildings, Building 7, either collapsed or is collapsing. Complex is on fire and has either collapsed or is collapsing.
Vanishing airplane.
My close-up inspection, there's no evidence of a plane having crashed anywhere near the Pentagon. There's no evidence of a plane having crashed anywhere near the building that's crashed in. The only site, the only piece is the actual that you can see are small enough that you can pick up in your hand. There are no large tail section, wing section in your hand. There are no large anywhere around sections, which would indicate that the entire plane nothing like that anywhere around, which would indicate that the entire plane crashed into the side of the Pentagon.
Describing explosions. Firefighters. A lot of these.
Sabelle
Edmonds, FBI translator, breaking her gag order.
Sabelle Edmonds.
All our intimate FBI relationship with Bin Laden and Taliban.
We did carry very intimate relationship with these people all the way up to September
11th.
NORAD standing down. Where were the planes?
Now to one of the eeriest moments amid the carnage of 9/11. A mysterious plane was seen flying right over the president's residence.
Cell phones working Solicitor General Ted Olson. Receiving phone calls at the FBI. Solicitor General Ted Olson. Receiving phone calls at the FBI. These are the questions, Mr. President. They go on and on.
Good afternoon, Mr. President. I come to you today representing victims of September 11th. Hopefully by now you've had a chance to read my letter. And if not, at least had its contents brought to your attention. Lots of questions. A lot of them are detailed in my letter. As my letter chronicles, sir, The 9/11 Commission itself,
as my letter chronicles,
says they relied to deceive.
9/11 Commission itself essentially prevented they from carrying to out a real investigation.
Essentially prevented
people of the United States and the world
investigation.
Demand the truth, sir. People of the United States and the world demand the truth, sir.
Have the power, as well as the responsibility, to initiate a national investigation into the events of 9/11.
Therefore, I'm not just calling on you and your team.
You want our country back, each and every American citizen.
Therefore, I'm not just waking up to
stand at home,
each and every demanding citizen.
To wake up and count
stand to the
Twelve hours, 31 minutes, 15 seconds.